Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 1-800-NOW-OPEN or open.com.
That's all it takes. Life comes undone when damage been done. Redemption, he's my feet. Oh, redemption, forgive those years.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Ghanaian-born singer-songwriter Naya Jade thought she was going to be a doctor, until a life-changing car accident pushed her to follow her musical ambitions. Since then, she's created soulful, emotional music that led one critic to place her in a new pantheon of, quote, guitar soul divas. She's here with her band, and they're going to play a couple of songs for us live here in our Soundcheck studio. The first of them is called One Pill. Here is Naya Jade.
Remember how love could get you by? Do you remember the joy in a moonlit sky? People were too busy for coffee and conversation. We're racing through the city, we're a quick fascination. And there's one pill just to kill the pain, and there's one pill to make you feel sane, and there's one pill for a cheap thrill, and it's all downhill. Do you remember what it's like to be a child, or how your first love could always drive you wild? People were forgetting love's a free sensation. Instead, we're all just betting on a pharmacy vacation. And there's one pill just to kill the pain, and there's one pill to make you feel sane, and there's one pill for a cheap thrill, and it's all downhill. Take me back to the better day, simple way to relax. Let your energy walk. Feel sane, and there's one pill for
That's Nia Jade and her band live on Soundcheck in a song called One Pill. Nia Jade singing, and you wrote that song yourself.
Yes, I did.
So you were starting, you were going to be a doctor, you became a musician instead, and here's this song giving some pretty sensible medical and musical advice, right?
I guess it's all connected.
Yeah, so basically taking a look at contemporary America's dependence on pills for everything.
Exactly.
So now if you had become a doctor, you would have been dispensing some of those same pills that you're now singing about.
I suppose, yeah.
So what happened? I mean, you were at Stanford studying pre-med, and how did the left turn to music happen?
I unfortunately got struck by a car while crossing the street as a pedestrian, so that whole metal on flash, and just a very, very poignant moment in my life where in the hospital I just thought about here today, gone tomorrow. Seriously, what are you doing with your life? What do you want to do? And so I think with medicine, my father's a doctor, so I wanted to follow in his footsteps. And I've always had this whole grandiose idea of saving the world, healing the world. And I had to realize there are other ways to do that. And organic chemistry was not a best friend of mine, so just reevaluating.
And guitar playing, was that like a kind of a physical therapy thing for you?
It ended up being that way. The physical therapist I was working with felt that it helped with the recovery of my shoulder because I had shoulder surgery. And just it was just excruciating just to even reach over the guitar and play one chord. So I do a couple of those. And he just felt that like naturally it actually helped.
Hmm. So have you given up on saving the world, or is that kind of what you're hoping to do with the music?
I am hoping to do that with music. Music definitely has its healing elements, but I'm committed to using music for social causes. I do benefit shows here and abroad. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned your dad was a doctor. He was a doctor with UNAIDS.
Yes.
So he would travel around dealing with patients who had HIV,
yes,
and AIDS and stuff. And I guess, is that how you grew up, going from one place to another?
One country to the next, yeah. And so it was just, he started when AIDS was definitely permeating the world and people were starting to pay more attention to it. And so one of the things that I have done in terms of using music for healing is when we lived in Zambia, my parents helped me organize benefit concert, and the proceeds went towards an orphanage because a lot of the children are losing their parents. And so these orphanages are trying to not only house the children but help give them vocational skills to self-sustain. Mm.
Well, now, if people are, you know, listening to your music and trying to determine or sniff out some African music influence, you know, Danny Elfman was here talking about Nigerian high life, for example, and stuff like that. I think people will hear more of a kind of Western, you know, I mean, it sounds like you grew up probably listening to American pop.
Right. I grew up listening to American pop, but being from Ghana, we also have high life. That's our main thing. And so it's very rhythmic. So for a song like One Pill, just the groove and the drums and all that stuff, it's in there. It's not completely overtly African, but yeah.
It's definitely in there. All right. The LA Times music critic Ann Powers called you a guitar soul diva in an article where she was talking about India Ari and Corinne Bailey Ray and even Sade. And she was sort of pointing out that the image of, you know, the guitar singer-songwriter is that of a white male. And here you are, you know, a woman of color. And has it been difficult for you to, I mean, does the industry want to just take you and put you into a neat little box?
Yeah, it's just one of those things where, again, people ask me, what's your style of music? Can you explain the genre? And I'm just so influenced by many different forms of styles that it's a very eclectic record. And the whole concept of playing a guitar as a woman of color, people have not necessarily seen that past Joan Armatrading or Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
And so just the context of a woman of color not doing R&B or hip hop. So what do we do with you?
Yeah. And also, you're not African American in the sense that we usually mean it.
Exactly.
You're African.
I'm African.
American. So does that give you perhaps a little bit of a different, do you feel like you see the whole racial divide here in the States from a slightly different vantage point?
I think so. I've been around long enough just to, you know, absorb all of that and just realize that society does like its neat boxes. And so it definitely makes it harder, especially in the major record label world, where if they listen to the music without a photo, oh, fantastic, love her. See the photo, don't get it. You know, and so it's just really hard for, I think, people to break out of those boxes.
Now, did you, did you write poetry before you began writing lyrics to songs?
Yes.
So for you, is that still the way a song happens? The lyrics come first? There's some kind of lyrical idea before a musical one?
Definitely have several journals of lyrics, and the lyrics definitely come first. And then I have to go through the process of figuring out what kind of mood, mood that I want to put to the music to convey the message.
Yeah. We're speaking with Nia Jade. Her CD is called My Denial, and she's performing on September 29th at Rockwood Music Hall on Allen Street, and then next week, October 4th, at Crash Mansion. But she and her band are here performing for us today. Tell me about the song Next to You.
Next to You, I like to call the purest love song I've been able to write. It's one of those things that I wanted to write a song where it wasn't too cheesy for me, but it came from a moment of pure joy and happiness. And it's been really thrilling to get emails from people telling me it was their first dance at their wedding as man and wife. And so I was like, wow, okay, it really is conveying the message that I put in it.
So, all right. Yeah. So, not using the imagery of pill popping or any of the other kind of social concerns, just go and write for the heart of the matter.
Great heart of the matter love song.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
Nia Jade is going to sing it, and the band includes Tad Debrock on guitar, Rich Mercurio behind the drum kit, Daniel Menceris playing the keyboards, and Keith Golden on the electric bass. Here's Nia Jade's song Next to You live on Soundcheck.
Continue. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That again is Naya Jade and her band performing live here in our soundcheck studio, the song called Next to You. Naya's CD is called My Denial, and Naya, we were talking before about how you went into college intending to become a doctor and came out a musician instead. But while you were there, what did you end up getting your degree in?
I got my undergrad in economics, and then I stuck around and got a master's in organizational studies.
Organizational studies, which
is, was through the business school at Stanford, but also through the sociology department at Stanford.
So that's the study of how organizations, corporations, mm-hmm. companies mm-hmm. behave.
Right.
Wow, that seems like an odd thing for a musician.
Right.
clearly, you weren't, you know, like itching to get a record out if you stayed in school long enough to get a master's.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was still fully coming to terms with the fact that that's what I wanted to do. But the music industry is a business, so
right,
it really
right.
helps to have those set of tools.
So you actually, you know, you were thinking down the road that, you know, maybe instead of getting into the business, I will be my own business.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so the album called My Denial is on Kataco Records. Is
yes.
that you?
Yes, it's my label.
All right, so
yeah.
you are a CEO.
Yes. CEO artist.
So in terms of, you know, figuring out all the challenges of marketing an emerging artist, you have to deal with that yourself.
Right. But I also put together an amazing team to help move the vehicle forward. So I have Ron Shapiro, who's former president of Atlantic Records, as my manager. And he
wow.
has a whole team, Linda Ferrando from Atlantic also. And so we've really been putting the minds together.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So My Denial, the name of the new record, and then there are a couple of gigs coming up September 29th at the Rockwood Music Hall on Allen Street, and then October 4th at Crash Mansion. And as the person behind Kataco Records, what are you hoping for out of this this tour and this first record?
I'm hoping that it's honest, that people do appreciate the honesty of the record and the drive of an independent artist to get the music out there and spread the word among their friends if they're into it. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it seems to, this is the way people are doing it now, right?
Yes, yeah, it's a new model, emerging model of people definitely going out on their own.
And so are you putting, you know, tracks out on the internet and letting people download and all that kind of
tracks
stuff?
Tracks are up on the internet. I've got a website in this day and age of MySpace. I've got a MySpace page as
of
well.
Of course.
And then the album's actually in stores, so that's quite exciting.
All right. Well, Naya, it's been a pleasure having you and the band here in the studio this afternoon.
That was
congratulations.
Fantastic to be here. Thank you so much.
And here's a little bit more from the album My Denial from Naya Jade on her own Kataco record label. This is Soundcheck.
Every scar tells a story, every story can leave a scar. Like sunshine burns you, baby, no matter how dark you are. Every scar tells a story, every story can leave a scar. Like sunshine burns you, baby, no matter how dark you are.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow on the program, Grammy Award-winning guitarist Robert Cray discusses the evolution of modern blues, and Italian pop singer Carmen Consoli performs live in the studio. And we'll look at a new dance craze that's creating some controversy, the chicken noodle soup dance. You'll just have to tune in to find out. If you missed something during the show, or if you want to hear it again, it's all archived on our website, the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. Parts of the program are also available as a podcast. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Damon Whittemore. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here on New York Public Radio. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.